it's very weird. There's that girl standing on stairs with the smoking, and it's so dark. What is she can do in the dark here? She waiting for somebody? Certainly not me.
It's the 100 stories. You can hear one story about in the dark corners, and yet hear another 100, and they all sort of match. It's amazing that you say, oh, this couldn't happen to me. And yet, all the stories combined are all the same.
Oh, that guy, that mug, he looks like a godfather.
They don't trust even their best friend, and they don't trust a cop. And Calton is a cop and tries to help them, but they don't believe it. How could they believe him when they don't even believe their own friends? And it's very hard to explain. I mean, even right now, I'm hesitating because Calton, a very happy-go-lucky person that would give you a cigarette, a dollar or whatever, and slap you on the back and make you feel good, but yet they still don't trust him. What does Calton want? And Calton only really wants them to clean up and be happy, and he tries harder and harder, and some Calton wins and a lot he doesn't, but he's still trying to clean up the dark corners. You never believe it. So much goes around. When you tell people, they don't believe it. I don't even believe it. It's a madhouse at night. It's 24 hours a day. It doesn't change. To me, I live it. It's my life. I try to get along, but I'm still in the dark corners. And I still can't get out of it. And right now I am